When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to the latest video and podcast from Fantasy Football Scout as we look ahead to Fantasy Premier League game week 13 during the international break. It's captaincy time. And as usual, I'm joined by Fantasy Football Scout's deputy editor, Tom Freeman. Tom, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Joe. Yeah, game week 13 captaincy feels like a really tough decision, which is why we're doing this, of course. But I think if you can nail the captain, I think you'll have a chance for some really big games. And I'm not even sure where I'm going myself at the moment. So it'll be really interesting to have a look at these tables and see what we can take from it.
And try and
form a conclusion at the end.
Yeah, I mean, all up in the air. So with Liverpool and Man City up against each other, this could be indeed a great week to be a little different with the captaincy. You might get better returns. So Haaland and Salah have been sort of the captaincy mainstays for most of the season, if not all the season so far. I mean, I personally, I think I've only captained those two. I have not looked elsewhere. So this would be the first week where I could potentially do that. Liverpool, Man City, as we're going to find out, are both pretty good defensively at the moment. But Salah and Haaland are pretty good as well. So you could just go safe with them or be a little different. So, yeah, plenty up in the air. Let's have a look at the worst defences. This is the worst defences all season. I've also put up the game week 13 fixtures up there so we can see who's playing against each other. So looking at this, obviously City and Liverpool, just to underline how good they've been defensively, Liverpool are the fourth best defence. Their expected goals conceded just 15 over the season. They've in fact conceded 10. And they've had four clean sheets. Man City, the second best defence, with Arsenal being the best. Their expected goals conceded this season for City has been 11, and they've conceded just 12 goals and four clean sheets. These are both good defences. Ordinarily, you would not captain a player against them. Meanwhile, Sheffield United are the absolute worst defence. Expected goals conceded 26. They've in fact conceded 31. Zero clean sheets. And Bournemouth play them, which puts Solanke in the mix for the first time for the captaincy. Meanwhile, you've also got Tottenham and Villa, the battle of the high lines, with some fast and prolific strikers in Watkins and Son playing into the mix as well. And then you've got West Ham away to Burnley with Bowen, who's scored in every away game, I think. And Burnley are the 4th worst defence with expected goals conceded of 22. We're getting on for 23, and they've in fact conceded 30 with zero clean sheets. There's a lot of players in the mix, really, and I don't think at the moment Haaland and Salah are the front runners.
Yeah, I think this is a week where we can look elsewhere. I think that, yes, both players could haul. Salah has done traditionally pretty well against Man City. Mm. But I think it's that first match back after the international break, isn't it? And so this is a week I'm pretty sure I won't captain either of those players. So I'm starting to look at other mid-price options, which you probably wouldn't normally look at. I think if you're looking at that table, I think Eze and Bowen kind of jump out. Maybe not so much Eze, because I do think that you'll notice that Palace are playing at Luton.
Yes.
And I think they generally seem to be a bit better at Kenilworth Road. They make it a bit more difficult for their opponents. Liverpool scored once, didn't they? Spurs only scored once against them. So then I'm kind of leaning towards, if I don't own him, but if I did, I think Bowen would be a really pretty appealing shout.
Yeah,
great away record.
I think so, yeah. I think as it stands at the moment, he'll probably be my captain. He's owned, obviously, and increasingly being owned, but he's not... He'll get very good returns. He won't be anywhere near 100% effective ownership.
No. And he played through the middle at the weekend. Antonio was benched for the first time this season. Mm-hmm. So Bowen has played previously through the middle in Europe, but he played up front at the weekend. Mm-hmm. Scored he started to score goals with his head as well. And Burnley got undone by two set pieces at the Emirates on Saturday. Mm-hmm. So there's, Ward-Prowse's deliveries into the box is another route to points. So... yeah, I think it's quite appealing. I mean, he doesn't take penalties. Paqueta, we think, will be doing them. So that's a little bit of an area where somebody like Eze maybe jumps ahead a little bit. But I think that Burnley's defence at home, no team's conceded more at home this year than Burnley. So I think there's quite a bit to like about a Bowen captaincy punt in game week 13.
Yeah, Solanke as well against Sheffield United I really like. But then, you just mentioned about Luton, Eze's fixture against Luton. It is away, and that's what sort of puts me off Eze a bit. But expected goals conceded, they're the second worst, 25 goals expected to concede. They've in fact conceded 22, so been marginally lucky. Or that is the Kenilworth Road factor being built in. They've managed to stop those being goals, and no clean sheets. So in terms of teams that have had no clean sheets this season, Sheffield United, Luton, Burnley, and then the only other one is Brighton. So all of these teams, and Brighton are a team that I have targeted frequently for the captaincy. I did it with Salah when a lot of people went for Haaland that week. Because Brighton's defence is so poor, and as it's showing here, which could mean good news for a Wanyi at Nottingham Forest, or a Forest player, another Forest player. Yeah. But
but I think so basically Bowen good. I think we mentioned earlier. You spoke about Spurs Villa.
Yeah.
Could be goals in that one. Two very high lines. Yeah, so your pacey forwards like Watkins, Son, Diaby, they could do well. I think that I'm a bit concerned about Spurs without Maddison and with other injuries impacting them as well. Yeah. Are they going to create enough for Son? But then I think in a week where there isn't an obvious option, I think going for a home player who's we think is going to be on penalties could be okay. Villa haven't been quite as good away from home this year. But I do think we'll give him a game. And that's why I wouldn't even rule out putting the armband on Watkins, because I think we will go there and I think we will cause them problems on the counter.
Yeah, I think they're good options there. Let's have a look at, I've got another table here of best attackers, and I've sort of filtered it by the main captaincy candidates. I haven't put Eze in because I really didn't, that's just a personal bias there. I just don't think he's captainable away to Luton.
I get that.
I think he is at home though.
Yeah.
And then also I haven't put a Wanyi in because I'm not sure about the Nottingham Forest attack at the moment, who is the best one, but I do think it's a good fixture at home to Brighton.
And I think probably Solanke is in that group as well, isn't he, Joe, where we're not quite convinced about the team enough to give them the armband. Own them, great, but captaincy is a big deal, and that's why you see on this list they're from the best teams in the league, bar Man United.
Okay, so I'll put those. I'll put that up on the screen now. So best captaincy options, I've sorted it by minutes per expected goal involvement and then arbitrarily cut out all of those I definitely wouldn't captain. that it's open to debate. If you want to put the likes of Eze in this list. But Haaland is top in terms of minutes per expected goal involvement, non-penalty every 97 minutes this season. That's pretty much a goal involvement a game, non-penalty, and he's on penalties. So that's pretty impressive. 13 goals, 12 starts, 3 assists. his opponent is Liverpool at home. I am actually just tempted to just captain Haaland because he's at home, and I know the Liverpool's defence is good, but I mean he's so prolific this season and last season that it's just, and you know, he's just really good. So I might end up just doing that.
I think if you are in doubt, sometimes just going with the most reliable player, regardless of the opposition, is maybe an idea. I still think there are others a little bit ahead of them. Like if you want to go for that kind of reliable player who's probably on penalty, like somebody like Son maybe.
Yeah.
But I'm never going to say captain and Haaland's a bad idea. No,
it's a home fixture. As if it was away, I wouldn't. But yeah, home. Nunes and Salah are next on the list. Salah with 10 goals. Nunes with 4. Nunes had 6 starts, but you know, recently there's been he's nailed on at the moment. However, he may get a rest post international break in game week 13. So that's what puts me off him. Salah tends to start anyway. I can't imagine him being left out of this game. Is it minutes per expected goal involvement? It's 104 minutes non-penalty for Nunes, Darwin Nunes, and then Salah 113 minutes. I mean, out of all of these three, I don't fancy Darwin because there's that slight risk he might not play because of coming back from the internationals from South America. Haaland, I think I prefer to Salah because it's a home. But as you said, Salah has a good track record, and I can quite easily see City conceding against Salah with Salah scoring, but I'm not sure if he's going to get a haul in this game.
No, I'm happy to own Salah and I'm happy to play him because I think Chelsea got a bit of joy down that left-hand side for City at the weekend. But yeah, he's not in my captaincy thoughts at the moment. And if it was a choice between him and Haaland, I'd certainly favour the home player.
Yeah. Next up is that battle of the high lines. Watkins, minutes per expected goal involvement, non-penalty every 118 minutes, Son every 146 minutes. Watkins with 6 goals, Son with 8. But Watkins' absolute goal involvement trumps Son, assists 8 as 8. So Son has got 9 in total goal involvements in terms of goals and one assist, whereas Watkins has got 14 with his goals and assists there. And they both nailed on. I don't know, it's difficult with the way, and I think if it was at home at Watkins, if it was a home game against Spurs, I think I would captain Watkins this week. Weirdly though, I don't think I would captain Son this week because with Maddison being out and the defensive issues, I don't know. The whole team has got to defend more, I would imagine.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
It feels like quite a tricky match to call this as well, doesn't it? I can see Villa going there and beating Spurs, to be honest. And I think I would probably, if I had to guess now, I would say that'll happen. But Spurs are still good opposition. Johnson and Son against our high line is going to cause problems.
Yeah.
But it feels like I just worry a little about Spurs with the players that are out. The midfield, I think Bissouma's out as well at the weekend, which kind of favours Watkins a bit. But they've still got Højbjerg, Saar, Bentancur, players like that. But yeah, I might choose to ignore this fixture and just say, look, I'll play Son, I'll play Watkins, hope for goals, but I'm not going to put the armband on either.
Yeah, definitely. And then we've got a flurry of these away captain choices. You've got Saka away to Brentford. Saka is sort of dripping along with points, but Brentford are good. Brentford at home.
Yeah, I'm not so keen on that one.
I'm not so keen on this one. But, you know, for Saka's minutes per expected goal involvement, non-penalty every 158 minutes. He has scored 4 goals. And he's got 6 assists, so 10 goal involvements. Pretty good for 8.6 million. He's had 71 FPL points so far. Fernandes is next away to Everton. I actually think Everton go into this as the favourite, weirdly.
Yeah.
They're at home. And to be honest, they look better than Manchester United at the moment. Yeah. But Fernandes, nevertheless, has got 3 goals and a couple of assists. He's in the mix, but very low down in my mix.
Yeah.
Next up is Solanke. I do like Sheffield United. I mean, Sheffield United are better at home than away, but they're not the sort of better difference in terms of the way Luton are better at home than away. It is possible that they could give Bournemouth a good game. It's quite hard to judge, but Solanke's 6 goals and an assist, 6.4 million. He's nailed on to start. I think if you're ever going to captain Solanke, this is the week to captain Solanke. But the favoured one is one you've mentioned, I've mentioned, Bowen.
Yeah.
He's in my team. Yeah. He's currently my bus captain. He scored in every away match so far, but this is for all matches. He's had 8 goals and an assist, so most of those coming away from home. And he's playing one of, as we've said, one of the worst defences. So it's one of those ones where you actually favour, sometimes the away player is favoured because they're better away, or rather they're getting more FPL points so far in this admittedly limited amount of games, but that's just the way it seems to have panned out.
Yeah, I think that looking at all of that data, looking at the opposition, looking at the way Bowen's playing away from home, I would actually put him probably at the top at this moment in time anyway.
Yeah.
I don't own him, and but I could bring him in and give him the captaincy, and it's something I'll mull over in the next week.
Okay. If you didn't bring him in, who would you captain?
Well, I've got it on Son at the moment, just because that was, without too much thought going into it, you know, when you set your best team after with an international break coming up, you kind of just change a few players around. And so it's on him at the moment. But the more I'm thinking about this, the more I think it's going to be a difficult match for both sides. So I'm tempted to look elsewhere. And that might be why I make a transfer to bring a captain in this week.
Okay.
But if I didn't go for Son in my current team, then it would have to be one of Watkins or Haaland, really. I don't fancy Saka at all. So it's a very, very difficult week for captaincy.
Yeah, it is indeed. You've got Martinelli in your side, so you can get Bowen in. So that is possible. And if anyone else has got a move to do that. I think Bowen is on paper the best option. And that may only happen once in 38 game weeks this season. But this may well be outside of a double game week, of course, for West Ham. But some tough choices to be had, but definitely a week to be a bit different. And even a dullard like me will be looking a bit elsewhere for the armband, beyond Haaland and Salah, I think. Good luck, everyone watching and listening with your captaincy decisions. Do remember to press that like button and do remember to subscribe so you can keep up to date with all our videos and podcasts. But in the meantime, Tom, thanks so much for joining me. We'll see you again next week, and good luck.
Thanks, Joe.
Oh,
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.